Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Merry Christmas. That is the best way I can describe what has just happened in the Senate. A huge victory for the men and women that are willing to die to protect our freedoms. The Senate has passed a defense bill that repeals the military's coronavirus vaccine mandate. That's right. The Senate on Thursday evening passed the National Defense Authorization Act, known as the NDAA. It repealed the Biden administration's military vaccine mandate. The Senate passed this bill, H.R. 7776, for the fiscal year 2023. It passed 83-11. The bill featured strong bipartisan support. Now, the NDAA repeals Biden's military vaccine mandate. While many Senate Republicans cheered the repeal of the mandate, GOP senators such as Senator Rick Scott said he would continue to fight to give back pay to those that were wrongfully discharged. Let me say that again. He will continue, GOP Senator Rick Scott and others, to fight to give back pay to those that were wrongfully discharged from our military. Now, Florida, where Rick Scott is a senator from, is home to 21 military bases and 3 unified commands. And proud of the important and strategic role we play in America's national defense, he said. As a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Scott said, I fought hard this year to make sure the Sunshine State, America's national security initiatives, our military, our veterans, and their families got big wins in this NDAA. Since coming to the Senate floor 4 years ago, I've consistently advocated for major investment in our defense capabilities and to support Florida's military bases and our military families. The NDAA that passed the Senate is a huge improvement over President Biden's woefully inadequate defense budget proposal and a great win for Florida, America's national security, and our military community as well. But there's still work to be done. Well, I'm glad, Senator Scott said, this NDAA rescinds the Pentagon's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. I will continue to fight so that every service member who is wrongfully discharged has the opportunity to be reinstated with back pay. Senator Steve Daines, a Republican from Montana, said, I'm glad to fight for Montana's brave men and women in uniform and support for our national security. This obviously is extremely important. He also decided it was important to put out a video so that the people in the military understood where he stood on this. Take a listen.
This year's bipartisan defense package ends Biden's overreaching vaccine mandate for Montana service members It includes a well-deserved pay raise for our military, and it protects women from the draft and strengthens our nuclear triad to ensure that America's military remains the very best and the most intimidating in the world. This legislation contains a lot of big wins for Montanans who wear the uniform and bolsters our national security. I'm very glad to support it.
Senator Marsha Blackburn, Tennessee, said it's official. The fiscal year 2023 Defense National Defense Authorization Act has passed the Senate with my measure to repeal Biden's military COVID vaccine mandate. Thank goodness. The NDAA passed, meaning the bill will soon go to President Joe Biden's desk for him to sign it. There's no indication at this point that he would veto the bill. But then again, you're dealing with Joe Biden, so you just never know. Now, should men and women that got kicked out of the military for not being vaccinated get back pay? Some Democrats are saying no, they should not get back pay. I believe they absolutely should get that back pay, and they should have never been kicked out of the military in the first place. Now, this is also happening at the same time that Republicans are releasing unclassified report of COVID origins before taking over the House majority. House Intelligence Committee Republicans have released this unclassified summary of their report on the origins of the Chinese coronavirus. They did this late Wednesday night, less than a month before the party takes control of the House. Now, the report that was released by the minority staff members of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence was led by Representative Brad Winstrup, a Republican from Ohio. It concluded that there have been, quote, indications that the coronavirus was tied to China's biological weapons research program. Again, China's biological weapons research program. So they were trying to figure out a weapon to take out their enemies, and it happened to be COVID-19. They say it had spilled over to the human population during testing. However, the committee did not see any indication that it was intentionally released by the Chinese military. Quote, based on our investigation involving a variety of public and non-public information, we conclude that there are indications that SARS-CoV-2 may have been tied to China's biological weapons research program and spilled over to the human population during a lab-related incident at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The IC, they went on to say, has failed to adequately address this information. The committee has not seen any indications that the Chinese military intentionally released SARS-CoV-2. The minority report also indicated the United States intelligence community, also known as the IC, failed to inform the public and Congress about the information in the previously declassified version of the IC report. The Republicans believe that that information was withheld, likely skewed the public's understanding of key issues, saying this, the IC's declassified version also withheld other key information from the public that was in the classified version. The committee believes that this vital information could have been included in the declassified version without harming national security. In fact, these omissions likely skewed the public's understanding of the issues. The IC, they went on to say, should be transparent regarding what it does or does not know regarding the relationship between the PLA's Fifth Institute of the Academy of Military Medical Science, which China has publicly admitted conducts bioweapon research and coronavirus experiments, and the WIV, particularly during 2019, when all this happened. The IC failed, the Republicans say, to comply with numerous requests for more information on these issues. The committee will continue to press the IC to share the information it has and to explain why information was deliberately omitted from declassified and the classified report, saying, quote, we just want to get the truth and value the importance of understanding the origins of COVID, the Republicans said in this release. It has to do with our national security, or national health security. The congressman went on to say that the declassified report released is ultimately just the, quote, beginning of what the Republicans are finding out as his party is set to take control of the House in January. The congressman added that he hopes to declassify the GOP's classified report for the general public. He said, quote, you know, in our report, no one is saying that we got clear evidence that this was just what they did, and they did something intentional. We don't have the smoking gun, but we're just trying to get the truth. And I think that all Americans should be in favor of that, he added. As we dig deeper, maybe we'll come to a conclusion that it didn't come from the lab. But right now, there's no evidence that it came from nature. And normally, to understand some of the science very deeply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I want to move to another story that I think is a really important one, and it deals with big pressure on banking institutions to stop doing business with things that the left decide are bad or evil. You may remember earlier this year, they wanted to officially start flagging your bank account if you bought a gun or ammo or anything at a gun store. So they could then maybe turn you into the police if they thought it was, quote, suspicious activity, even though you're not breaking the law, to stop you from mass shooters. There's also been a push now for several years by those on the left to try to make it where banking institutions will not do banking, or credit card companies will not do processing for certain items or industries that the woke liberal left doesn't like. Now, you've probably heard of the bank I'm about to tell you about. You've probably seen their logo when watching sports or soccer or Formula One or golf or tennis. Europe's largest bank has just announced that they are now going to halt all financing of new oil and gas projects, a massive win for environmentalists. The multinational investment bank, HSBC. HSBC has their capital letters. Next to it, they have two triangles inside of a red logo. That's their kind of logo. This massive bank, Europe's largest bank, has announced that it will no longer finance new oil and gas projects in order to meet the green agenda goals of globalist elites who put pressure on the bank. The largest bank in Europe, which has nearly $3 trillion, okay, when you think about how big that is, $3 trillion in assets, has said that it will no longer finance new oil or gas fields to meet its commitment to achieving the UK government's goal of reaching net zero carbon emissions by the year 2050. According to a report from the BBC, HSBC came to the decision after following consultation with leading scientific and international bodies. You know, when people talk about a one world government and the Green New Deal and all of these countries coming together for these secret meetings, this is what they were working on. In 2020, the British bank already committed to investing $1 trillion American dollars into supposedly green energy sources, as well as committing to net zero emissions. However, the bank faced criticism from climate activists as it was revealed that it had pumped $8.7 billion into new oil and gas projects last year. Hailing the move, the chief executive at climate finance campaign Make My Money Matter, Tony Burden, said, "It's another nail in the coffin for fossil fuel expansion and a massive signal to other UK banks that the game is up on new oil and gas." As one of the world's largest banks, HSBC has been a key figure in the adoption of the environmental, social, and corporate governance scores, also known as the ESG. Many woke institutions, not just banks, but manufacturing and other industries, get these scores, these ESG scores. They're basically, we put a gun to your head, we give you a bad score, you do all the things we tell you to do, like not finance, for example, with this bank, oil and gas, and then we'll give you a better score. The scheme is a form of leftist activism, which financial investments are incentivized to take into account social and political positions, which do not necessarily benefit their business, such as climate goals or the imposition of diversity, equity, and inclusion hiring practices, and then you get your score. Commenting on its ESG commitments, the bank said, quote, "We are powering new solutions to the climate crisis and supporting the transition to a low carbon future. We are building an inclusive organization that prioritizes well-being, invests in learning and careers, and prepares our colleges for the future of work." Quote, "And we uphold high standards of corporate governance and ensure we meet our responsibilities to society. Communist China polluted more in eight years, just so you know, to put it in comparison, than Britain since the start of the Industrial Revolution." Let me say that again. Communist China has polluted more in the last 8 years than Britain has polluted the world since the start of the Industrial Revolution, a new report says. Now, does that matter? No. Because when you are woke, like these banks are now, being held hostage by the left, you do whatever the hell they tell you to do so you don't lose future investors. Now, the bank has been criticized for the timing of the move to cut off all new oil and gas expenditures during one of the largest energy crises in decades, causing in no small part by European governments pursuing allegedly green forms of energy rather than on reliable fossil fuel sources that have left their countries reliant on authoritarian regimes in the Middle East and to Moscow with Vladimir Putin, also making these dictators and tyrants very rich. Commentating on the HSBC's announcement, Brexit leader Nigel Farage mocked the bank for being so virtuous and so wonderful, saying, "Not only is this another act of self-inflicted lunacy on the United Kingdom, because we need people in those sectors, we need jobs, we need tax revenues, but we are going to have to use the gas and oil anyway. We'll just import it from somewhere else under worse environmental standards than in the UK." He's absolutely right. "This is madness that has gripped the corporate world. It's damaging our country," Mr. Farage added, concluding, "We need a leader that stands up and says enough." Now, the biggest bank in Europe, HSBC, has also come under criticism for its close relationship with the world's number one polluter, Communist China, even going so far as to debank pro-democracy activists and politicians in Hong Kong, as well as supporting the imposition of the CPP, or the CCP, excuse me, Chinese Communist Party's draconian national security law, which has all but crushed the protest movement in the former British colony. So the same bank that's now telling you they won't invest in oil and gas has colluded with the Chinese Communist Party. They have debanked democracy advocates and activists, and they have debanked individuals in Hong Kong that they said do it to. That's the same bank now that's telling you we won't invest in oil and gas. Now, this bank, they refer to themselves as a multinational investment bank. Not only have they colluded with the Chinese Communist Party to debank pro-freedom campaigners in Hong Kong, but they've also seized bank accounts or frozen them if you were outside of Hong Kong trying to have influence on Hong Kong. The founder of the Hong Kong Watch said that the bank chief executives are grilling people connected with the uprisings. In fact, last month alone, HSBC froze the accounts of a church in Hong Kong that provided humanitarian assistance to protesters during the massive movement against the national security law, which was illegally imposed on the city by the communist dictator in Beijing. So they'll freeze the assets of banks, bank accounts of churches, and then they won't give money to oil and gas exploration. You can't make this insanity up.
All right, quickly, I also want to say thank you to our sponsor. Without them, this podcast wouldn't exist. And Legacy Precious Metals is wanting to help you diversify your financial portfolio. If you've been freaking out over what's happening with your IRA, with your 401k, with your investments on Wall Street, the question is, did you invest in gold or silver? Did you diversify your investments so that there is a hedge with your portfolio for inflation? Well, that's exactly what gold and silver has done for so many. It is a hedge to protect when it comes to inflation. Right now is actually a great time for you to protect your investments with gold and silver. No, you didn't miss the opportunity. No, it's not too late. So call and get the investor's guide from the company that not only do I use, but I also trust. Online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. You can also call them and get the investor's guide for free. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218. Also, reminder, make sure you hit that auto download or subscribe button now so that you can get this podcast every day for free. And make sure you share this podcast on social media by hitting that little forward button right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Deputy NDI and our government warned that the Hunter Biden laptop was, quote, not Russian disinformation. So what happened? CNN's Natasha Bertrand wrote a now discredited story anyway, knowing it was a lie. Yeah. Former Deputy Director of National Intelligence Cliff Sims stated yesterday that he warned a CNN reporter, Natasha Bertrand, that Hunter Biden's laptop was not Russian disinformation before she wrote the infamous and now discredited Politico story, which used dozens of former intel officials to push a false and misleading narrative about the origins of Hunter Biden's laptop. Now, this scumbag Bertrand, a reporter for Politico at the time, approached then-Deputy DNI, all right, the director of our national intelligence, Sims, on October the 19th, 2020, regarding an article that she was writing about 50 former intelligence officials claiming that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. Yes. Breitbart News, Emma Jo Morris had a few days earlier broken the laptop from hell story, which Big Tech censored it in the New York Post. Sims has now told Bertrand before the publication of the Politico story that, quote, the laptop from hell was not Russian disinformation, citing then Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe. Ratcliffe has gone on the record in the last week as well, saying they knew, referring to the media, they knew that this was real, and they lied to the American people. Now, despite Sims' warning, Bertrand wrote the story anyway and gave the Democrats the headline they all desperately wanted and needed. On October the 16th, a few days before Bertrand approached Sims, Representative Adam Schiff, the Democrat from California, falsely claimed the New York Post story about the laptop from hell was part of a Russian attempt to smear then-candidate Joe Biden for the presidency. Ratcliffe had condemned Schiff's false claim, and Sims relayed that to the author as background for her now-debunked Politico story. But Bertrand ignored the government's, the Director of National Intelligence, statements, which contradicted the narrative she wanted to push with the dozens of former intel officials. Sims explained the timeline via a Twitter thread exposing all this, saying, quote, "I was serving as Deputy Director of National Intelligence for Strategy and Communications in 2020. So during the height of the election season, I was part of the then Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe's small circle of advisors. And part of my job was handling reporter inquiries, particularly if they dealt directly with the Director of National Intelligence. On October the 16th, Representative Adam Schiff suggested the laptop might be part of a Russian effort to smear Biden. On October the 19th, John Ratcliffe said there's no intel to support Schiff's lie. The press played it like it was a battle. History has proven who was a liar and politicized their position," clearly referring to Representative Adam Schiff. Then, on October the 19th, a Politico reporter, Natasha Bertrand, prepped a story about 50 former intel officials claiming the Biden laptop story was Russian disinformation. "I warned her that it is not, and pointed her to Ratcliffe's statement. She writes it anyway and gives Democrats the headline they wanted right before the election." Sims also stated that this reporter had never admitted she pushed false and misleading information at Politico that likely impacted the 2020 election. In fact, Bertrand was shortly thereafter hired by none other than CNN, which had been pushing the false narrative spun by Politico, her article about Hunter Biden's laptop being Russian disinformation. She wrote it and they hired her. None of them, quote, Schiff, the former intel officials who lied about the laptop, the journalists involved have ever admitted they were wrong, Sims said, and these headlines remain on the Politico story to this day. Wow. House Republicans have also come out and they have promised to investigate the cable involved in the false narrative leading up to the 2020 presidential election. On December the 2nd of 2022, Representative Jim Jordan demanded two of the highest-ranking spies that signed onto that Politico letter, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, a Democrat, and former CIA Director John Brennan, a Democrat, divulge information related to their attempt to discredit the Hunter Biden laptop story in 2020, saying this: if Clapper and Brennan refuse to comply, Congressman Jordan vowed that he will use his subpoena power to compel the two men to comply to his request. According to a recent poll, 71% of Americans believe accurate reporting of Hunter Biden's laptop from hell could have altered the 2020 presidential election. 71% of Americans now believe that. In 2018 and 2020, another Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute president, Peter Schweitzer, published The Secret Empire, or The Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew to China aboard Air Force Two back in 2013, before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with the Chinese Communist government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after that trip. Schweitzer work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. This is just another example of how the media work directly with the Democratic Party, the intel officials, to do exactly this. It is disgusting. And they were lying to us the entire time. I'll say it again. They were lying to us the entire time. You look at now what's coming out, and the fact that Politico still hasn't fixed their story. Politico still has not fixed their timeline. They haven't fixed their words. They haven't fixed their narrative. They've fixed none of it, folks. It's still sitting there like it is somehow fact, which is disgusting. It's sitting there like this is the truth. They knew when they were writing it, and she knew, she was being told by the director of national intelligence that you are literally lying to me, and they just didn't care. Apparently, it just didn't matter. They had a narrative. They had an election to win. And they were going to win that election lying to the American people.
Make sure, by the way, that you share this podcast with your family and friends. Hit that little forward arrow and text it or put it on social media. While the media does everything it can to try to shut you down, silence us, and make sure no one knows what's really happening. Also, hit that auto download or subscribe button so you get this podcast each and every day for free. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.